This is Offhand with Steven and Lydia.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Lydia. And you're back. And we're glad you're here.
Yeah, we are always excited when you tune into an episode.
We have a very exciting podcast for you today, Puppet Podsters.
That's
we have a special
right. Guest.
Yes. You know, we know you love our interview podcast, so here's another one for you.
That's right.
Today, we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, yeah. My name's Keone Hughes. I go by Pastor Keone at Grace Community Church. I'm one of the pastors here, but you could call me Pastor K.
Okay. Well, Pastor K, would you please explain to us what it is, what a pastor is?
Sure, Lydia, great question. So a pastor is actually someone who God calls out and who God calls, really, to come to the church and to remind God's people of who they are and what God has done for them in giving his son Jesus. And week in and week out, I get to open up God's word and get to tell God's people about God's story and remind them that we fall short, but that God is good, and we just continue to put our trust in Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a big job.
It is a big job. There's a lot to it, actually. There's more than just even preaching and telling people about God's word. It's kind of like if you think about your dad and your house and how he is your dad, but he also does a lot of stuff around the house, too.
He does. My dad does a lot.
Your dad does a lot?
Yeah, he does.
So what are some of the things that your dad does?
Oh, man, he takes care of the lawn and the grass, and he does different things. He makes sure, like, if I break something, he's got to fix it.
Yeah. Do you break a lot of things?
No, but sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
my dad had to fix the roof last year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big job.
That is a big job.
Yeah, and I mean, that's where you're talking about a big job. Being a pastor in many ways is kind of like being a dad in the church. There's things that get broken, and sometimes people have broken hearts or broken lives and things that need to be repaired. And so pastors come in and they help fix broken things, just like Jesus came into our lives to fix our brokenness.
Yeah, that's true. So do you own a church?
I don't own the church. God owns the church.
Because my dad owns the house.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Yeah, no, really the church owns the church, which is the building. But think of a pastor like somebody who's a part of the team. Like, you ever been on a basketball team or a baseball team?
Yeah, I'm on our baseball team.
Baseball team?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So if you think about one of the other players, you got to have kind of a team captain.
Yeah.
You can think about a pastor almost like a team captain. He reminds everybody what the coach's rules are, how to really execute the game plan. That's kind of like what a pastor is like for the rest of the team. So I don't own a church, but I'm part of the team. And
okay.
I just get to be the captain and say, hey, guys, let's remember what Coach Jesus said.
Oh,
and that's how it works.
That's a really good picture. That helps.
Because sometimes I think people can think like a pastor's kind of like the boss. But now you're saying he's just like the team captain.
That's right, Stephen. You got it. So if you think about it, a pastor is not necessarily the boss of the church. Some pastors may carry themselves like they're the boss of the church. But actually in the Bible, Peter, who was an apostle of Jesus, actually tells us that Jesus is the chief shepherd, which is the big boss. He is the one who actually makes sure he's the Lord over his church. And Peter calls us pastors, which he calls under shepherds. He tells us that we're simply to shepherd the church, which means we're to help feed, whether that's through the word of God, not like actually like giving them food all the time.
But, I bet they would like that.
Yeah, well, and sometimes we do have like potlucks, and we do eat together in the church a lot.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, but it's more of us really encouraging people. And for people who are maybe, you know, have you ever been sad?
Yeah.
What's the time you've been sad?
Oh, man. I get sad almost every day.
Oh, my goodness.
It depends on what the day looks like.
Sure.
Sometimes my brother is mean to me and I get sad.
Yeah. Sometimes we can have difficulty in the church. And Peter reminds us that when there's difficulty in the church, God gives the pastors to the church to shepherd the church. And sometimes if you think about a shepherd, If a sheep goes wandering away or breaks its leg, someone's got to come in and help them and comfort them. And so pastors, they teach God's word. They remind the team of what the captain says what the coach says, Coach Jesus. And then they also help people who are hurting and need encouragement in the body as well. So,
do you have to be a better Christian to be a pastor than other people?
Well, there are what the Bible calls qualifications. It's kind of like, have you ever been to an amusement park or like a theme park where they have roller coasters?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know where they have it says like 42 inches. You have to be this tall to ride this ride?
Right, yep.
Okay, so the Bible says that those people who've submitted to God's Spirit, that they've said, okay, Jesus, I'm going to surrender my life to you. When the Spirit works in our lives, it says he grows us up in maturity. So we get larger in our faith, which means we're more obedient. We're not any better Christians than anyone else, but it means that there's a certain qualification for pastors. You have to be mature enough as a Christian in order to shepherd God's people and lead his people. It's kind of like getting on that ride. Some people, it doesn't mean they're not people, they're just not up to that marker yet. And the goal would be that we all would reach maturity in Christ and that we would all grow in our faith, just like Paul tells us in Ephesians.
Yeah, that makes sense when you say it that way. Does God tell pastors like any extra special things?
Well, God reveals all that he is and all that he desires to know, us to know, in his word. Pastors have specific specialized training in understanding God's word. It's kind of like you have to know how to drive a car, and so you learn about how to drive a car in a manual, and you have to take some classes, because if you don't know how to do that, you could really do a lot of damage.
Yeah, I don't think that's why kids can't drive.
Right. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's right. We can't take that class.
No. No.
Right. Yeah. Which someday you'd be excited to.
I can't even reach the pedals yet.
Exactly. And so that's where it might be helpful to understand it that way. Pastors have specialized training in order to handle God's word, so that way we have insights that then we can remind the church what Coach Jesus said. So, does God speak to pastors in special ways? No, but the Spirit certainly does bring conviction as we study the word through those tools that we've gained, through the instruction we've received when we're reading God's word. That gives us insights that others may not have. And, to be honest, not everyone in the church has time to be able to devote themselves to studying God's word. And so that's why the church says, hey, why don't we all come together and we're going to have this guy be the captain of the team.
Ooh, yeah.
He's going to study the word, and then he's going to remind us of what God's word, or teach us for the first time of what God has for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like when the Bible talks about the body of Christ, everyone having a different job.
Yeah.
Other people in the church do other jobs so you can take the time you need to study the Bible.
Exactly. Exactly. And in that way, like Paul says, and like, you know, 1 Corinthians, we're a body and we're all moving. Some of us are like the mouth. I'm the mouth for this body. And so I speak for this body. I speak God's word to this body. But some people are the hands and the feet.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We all have different jobs.
Yeah. We get to do a cool thing, too. We travel in the summer telling kids about Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that we
We're like
to
a traveling
do.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, traveling mouth. That'd be funny to see a traveling mouth.
That's true. Kind of gross.
Do you like being a pastor?
There are amazing days that I have when I'm being a pastor. And there are days that are hard, too. I get sad when I see that people are being disobedient to God's word, or when people are walking away and they lose faith.
Yeah.
Those are hard days. But to be honest with you, most of the time, it's a great privilege and an exciting joy that I get to have to be a shepherd of God's people.
What made you want to be a pastor?
You know, I'd be lying if I say I already figured that out.
It's still a mystery.
Yeah. I didn't wake up one morning and said, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to be a pastor today.
Pastor time.
That's right. Better put on my pastor hat and my pastor pants.
Because Pastor K sounds cool.
That's right. It's really the title, isn't it?
That is. Yeah. Pastor K just got a cool ring.
Right. Yep.
No, I honestly just was studying God's word, and I was actually, I was at a Bible camp, and as I was praying and reading God's word, I just started to have this sense as I was reading God's word that I wanted to tell other people about Jesus, and I realized that working might get in the way of what God was really laying on my heart. And so I had this idea. Well, what if my work was telling people about Jesus and about God's word? And one thing led to the next, and then I ended up at Bible college where I got training, and then I ended up at seminary where I got more training. But honestly, I look back and I just realized God's hand was in all of it.
That must be cool to look back and see.
It is cool.
It's really special when you think about it that way. Knowing how God loves you so much and how he just directs the different ways in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard one person put it this way, that you won't ever discern or understand God's will for your life or what God's really wanting you to do. You won't figure that out through the windshield of your life. If you're thinking about being in a car and looking out the windshield.
Uh-huh.
But if you look in the rearview mirror of your car, then you're actually going to see how God directed your steps over time.
Oh,
and that's more
so cool.
I've experienced. Yeah.
What's something you wish people knew about or understood about being a pastor, about what you do?
Well, I think you asked a question earlier, or you said made a statement about it being a big job, and it really is. I don't think people understand all the time about how big of a job it is. I was just telling my wife the other day, her name's Andrea, I was telling her that sometimes I have to help people with their finances and what God's word tells us about being good with our finances and how to be wise with our money.
Yeah, we've been talking about money too in different couple episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect, Stephen. Yeah, I have to help people with that. And then other times I have to help their marriages. They can be struggling in their marriages or raising their children. I have to help them with that. And then other times I have to help with raising funds. Right now we're doing a big building project.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool looking building. But man, it is a lot of work trying to really help people understand where we're going and what we're doing and why it's needed. And so that's a big project. And then not to mention, I also have my own family that I'm raising. And I also, big deal, I'm preaching every Sunday. And I have to put that together.
Yeah, that's a lot of work just by itself.
That's a lot of work just by itself. So when you put it all together, all the different things, going to the hospital and praying with people, all of the counseling, all of the shepherding and coaching and life coaching and mentoring, all of the fundraising and campaigning, and then all of the preaching.
You're making me tired.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
Lots, yes. This is my third cup. So, yes.
Whoa. You mentioned that you have a family, too.
Yes.
What do your kids think about having a pastor as a dad?
You know, I'm blessed to say that all of them, the four older ones know, but the two younger ones have no idea. They're three and two, so they don't really know what it means to be, you know, a pastor's kid. But the older kids, they know that I'm a pastor, and they honestly, I'm blessed to say that they love that I get to be a pastor. They really do. And it's something our church has worked really hard to make sure that it isn't a bad experience for my kids. So it's a blessing.
That's good for your church.
It is.
Good job. Yeah. Good job, church. Are pastors ever wrong?
Oh, yeah. We could ask my kids about that, too.
I will. Are they here?
Yeah, fortunately for me, they're not. No, but they would know. I get stuff wrong. I get stuff wrong. I try not to. I try to be honest and teach clearly and lead well. I'm not the Lord. I'm not the chief shepherd. I'm not the coach Jesus. I'm just me. And pastors, we mess up sometimes too. And the most important thing for me is that we're just honest when we mess up. And we tell people, hey, I got this wrong. So we need to correct that. I made a mistake here. And honestly, pastors, we probably could do a better job of asking other people for help and not feeling like we have to do everything all the time. So I just said, this is a very big job.
Yeah.
Well, if it wasn't for my other pastors that work alongside of me, it would be an impossible job. And so trusting them to help me with the task of making sure that God's people are cared for is really important.
Yeah, and somebody who admits when they're wrong and asks for forgiveness is much easier to trust. than someone who acts like they never mess up.
Yeah.
So that's important for pastors to do sometimes, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just as all of us are trying to follow Jesus, we have to confess our sins like he tells us to. And the promise in 1 John is that he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness is what 1 John 1:9 says.
Well, with your big, huge job that takes up so much time, do you ever have time to have fun?
Yeah, do you have, like,
kinds
hobbies
of things
or
do you
something?
Like to do?
I do have a few hobbies. It is one thing that one of my pastor friends actually encouraged me. He calls having a hobby as a pastor making a sandbox. He said, you've got to have a sandbox that you can play in.
I love sandboxes.
That's right.
Is so much fun.
That's right. And so I do. In the summertime, I like to go golfing. My oldest son actually just started golfing with me last year, which is really fun. In the fall time, I really love to go hunting, which is really nice, just to be out in the woods where it's really quiet.
Yeah, God's creation is so awesome.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, I really enjoy that. I also enjoy snowboarding
as
a winter sport.
About this winter.
Yeah, this winter.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a stinker.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of snow, was there?
Not really.
We did not get to do enough sledding.
That's right.
No, didn't get to build any snowmen.
No snowmen.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a sad day.
It is sad. Yeah, I think there was like two big, like really big snows.
Yeah.
And in both of those, we went outside and, well, my kids made snowmen.
Oh, good for them. What were we doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Man. We didn't catch it.
I mean, we played in the snow a little, but not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
I would agree with you. Yeah, this year there was not enough snow. I love doing that in the winter. And I would say as a family, we really enjoy playing board games.
Games are great.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite kind of board game?
Well, the ones that we kind of play the most, because the kids have gotten good at it, we play a card game, we play Uno.
Uno's good.
Does it get pretty fierce at your house?
It does.
Yeah. Competitive.
My dad and brother have some house rules that are pretty intense.
Have you played Spicy Uno?
No.
Well, okay.
Don't talk about it. It's hard enough.
I don't know, Lydia. I really feel like you'd love it.
Well, I like spicy things.
There you go.
I would like it.
She likes kimchi, too.
I do. I'm Korean, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I think you'd love it. We also play Ticket to Ride.
Oh, I like that one.
That's a fun one.
We play Ticket to Ride Junior, and then we also play a junior version of Codenames.
That's
another fun that we
that breaking we the really mystery.
Love. Yeah, that's right. So those are a few of our hobbies. Yeah.
Well, Pastor K, we always like to ask our special guest if they have a favorite verse they would like to share, because we always have a verse of the day on our podcast.
Sure.
Do you have one that you would like to share with everyone?
I would love to. Absolutely, Stephen. So I would say that God lays different verses on my heart during different seasons. I don't necessarily have a favorite verse.
Yeah.
My favorite psalm is Psalm 27, so I'll lay that out there. But God, this morning I was doing a devotional, and this is the verse that is really on my heart recently. This is the Apostle Paul is talking with the elders in Ephesus. And elder and pastor is the same word in the New Testament.
It is.
Cool. So in the original language, it's the same word. And so he's talking with essentially all of the pastors at this church, and he says this: I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So that's Acts 20:24.
Okay.
Yeah, Acts 20:24.
All right.
24.
That's be our verse of the day.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
That's a big statement. That's really deep.
It is very deep.
You have to be very committed to the Lord to say something like that.
Yes, you absolutely do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also do jokes on our podcast. So if you don't mind, we're going to tell a few jokes now.
They're funny.
We can't let our puppet podsters down.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear them.
Let's practice that one joke.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
pamphlet?
Bro, sure.
Oh, man.
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
All right. I got a pastor joke.
Oh, good, a pastor joke. Okay.
What do you call a pastor in Berlin?
A pastor in Berlin? I don't know. What do you call him?
A German shepherd.
I get it, because he's a shepherd.
I get it. All right.
I love a good joke.
Oh, Pastor K, what'd you think about that one?
Yeah, I'm still laughing.
Are you glad you're not a pastor in Berlin?
Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah, I am.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast today, letting us interview you about your job as pastor.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me. You guys were a blast.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks. And Puppet Podsters, if you want to email us, maybe you have a question, maybe we didn't ask something that you were wondering, and we can maybe ask him, like, we can email him or something, or ask him and get back to you.
Sure, yeah.
You can email us, StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com.
That's right. Or you could check out our website, ghhinc.org. There's our schedule there of where we're going to be in the next few months. We're just getting ready to start traveling soon in the summer.
So exciting.
And then there's also episodes, past episodes you can listen to under our Listen Watch tab. It's all right there on the website.
Yep, you can find Adventures of Stephen and Lydia there, or you can watch some of those videos with Uncle Chris, a piece of really good news. Maybe you're having a down day and you just need a pick-me-up from the scriptures. Those are there too. Check them out.
Yep.
So, this has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.